Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to be finishing up Romans tomorrow, which is super exciting. Then we'll start something new, which I think you'll enjoy, a new book of the Bible in the Old Testament. But this is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day that also takes you through the book of Romans in 90 days, published by Harvest House. This is also Reader Month, so I am going to share what Leslie has written. She says, listening to your podcast today, you asked if anyone listening is listening from the outside of the U.S. Would send you an email. My name is Leslie. I live in Toronto. I heard about your podcast through your newsletter. It came at a perfect time for me. It sounds strange, but with the inner emotional pain I'm currently dealing with, I find it difficult to be still and read the word. I found it really helpful to have someone's warm and friendly voice read it to me and pray for me. Over the last couple of weeks, I bundled up, grabbed my phone and earbuds, and headed out for a chilly walk for my morning Starbucks and listened to your podcast. The word and your prayers have helped clear the distress of the night and set me on the right track for the day. Thank you. Leslie, thank you so much for letting me know where you're listening from, and I am humbled that I can be accompanying you on your way to Starbucks every day. That's awesome. We are in Romans, the last chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 16 in chapter 16 in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a deacon in the church of Centuria. Welcome her in the Lord as one who is worthy of honor among God's people. Help her in whatever she needs, for she has been helpful to many and especially to me. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. In fact, they once risked their lives for me. I am thankful to them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also, give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus. He was the first person from the province of Asia to become a follower of Christ. Give my greetings to Mary, who has worked so hard for your benefit. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who are in prison with me. They are highly respected among the apostles and became followers of Christ before I did. Greet Ampelatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, a good man whom Christ approves, and give my greetings to the believers from the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet the Lord's people from the household of Narcissus. Give my greetings to Tryphena and Tryphosa, the Lord's workers, and to dear Persis, who has worked so hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Give my greetings to Give my greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who meet with them. Give my greetings to Philogelus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and to Olympus and all the believers who meet with them. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. All the churches of Christ send you their greetings. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for these people. They are all made in your image, Lord, and they are working in your church. And I thank you, too, for the listeners of Pray Every Day. They are the ones I greet. And I know that they have such wide variety of stories, just like these folks represent. Lord, I love that there are so many men and women who are serving you in this passage, and that Paul is an apostle of relationships. And I pray for my friend today that he or she would be an apostle of deep relationships. Lord, may 2020 be the year that we go deeper, not in superficiality, not in more Instagram followers, but in depth of our relationship with you. We trust you to bring the folks into our lives that we need and the ones that we need to minister to, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the way that you commended Phoebe, and I'm thankful that she was helpful, especially to Paul and all of the women represented in this commendation. Lord, really encourages me as a woman, but mostly, Lord, I'm just encouraged by the breadth and width and variety of the body of Christ. So, Lord, when we go to church this week, when we interact with other Christ followers, help us to rejoice in the variety. And we thank you that the body of Christ is not about sameness, but about creativity and variety. Help us to rest and revel in that today. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. One thing that could be really helpful to me is if you review the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to this on Alexa, the Alexa device, or you can review the Pray Every Day app. Any of those things will just help get the podcast into more hands. So thank you in advance for doing that, and have an amazing day.